This is Mistress Alicia, with your complete guide to becoming the flaming faggot bottom of your dreams. Yes, you're going to be my little project, my little experiment, and I'm going to call you Joe, and then I'm going to call you Joey, and then I'm going to call you Jody. Yes, you're going to develop the complete limped wrist approach to the world. You're going to have a very pronounced lisp and a higher-pitched voice when I get done with you, because we are going to tie off those balls. We're going to tie off those balls and tuck down that manstick so you have a pretty little vulva down there. Yes, it's time for you to roll over. Roll over into the flaming faggot bottom bitch that you've always really been. And yes, I'm going to make quite a few changes to the way that you go to the gym, the way that you eat, the way that you walk, the way that you talk. You're going to be so weak, small, and feminine-looking whenever I get done with you that you're just going to be considered the ultimate gay twink on the neighborhood. Everyone is going to notice how you've changed sexually, and I'm the one that's going to affect that change. You're going to be turned into quite a bit more than the stereotypical, easily recognized bottom fairy. You're going to be a flaming faggot bottom. You're going to be an obvious billboard for gay sex. You won't be able to remove the things that I'm going to force upon you. They will become an automatic habit for you, a habit that you simply cannot escape. Now, we both know that you have been avoiding your lessons and classes at the Faggot University. Well, this is going to be a crash course in exactly what it means to be a little limped wristed tweak. Yes, you're going to be a tweak and a twerp. You're going to be a complete and total flaming bitch whenever I get done with you. And that's because I know what I'm doing. I know how to take you from your wannabe status straight up into the flaming fairy bottom that you were meant to be. Because you see, you really are better suited to being completely gay, Joe. I know you've been in denial for so long. You keep pretending to be a real man. But you aren't, Joey. You really aren't. As a real man, you would never think about sucking cock. You would never think about being a flaming faggot sissy bottom. But you do. You think about it all the time. You think about it constantly, really. And whenever you get around to masturbating, it's what makes you come so very, very hard. Well, first of all, we're just going to simply stop you from going to the gym. You're not going to be allowed to work on your man body. You're going to eat very, very little so that you get very small and weak and very effeminate. We're going to start with the body, and then we're going to start to dress you. We're going to dress you appropriately, and we're going to dress you inappropriately. Because, you see, as a flaming faggot sissy bottom, you're going to have to learn everything all over again. It's a completely different world when you're a flaming fairy bottom. We're going to have to shave your body from your ankles up to your neck. And we're going to completely change the way that you look. We're going to give you a nice padded out ass so that it swings every time you walk. Another little advertisement for you is a faggot bottom. And we're going to develop those man titties too. The man titties and that pronounced lisp and higher voice that is the hallmark of the little queer. The queer in the room. You've heard of the gorilla in the room? Well, you're going to be the queer in the room. You're going to be the one that's standing there and trying to turn on all the men. You're going to do it, Joe. You're going to become Joey. Joey, always happy, always a little fairy fag. Oh, yes, you think you're going to resist this, but you're not. You're just simply not going to be able to resist becoming completely gay, completely flipped over. You're coming out of the closet as the bottom bitch that you are. You know, our men just love it when your butt swings like that. When your titties are hanging out just a little bit. When they can see some of that man cleavage. Oh, you're going to be such a little honey for them. And you know, you need to learn how to truly walk in high heels. That will help with the swing of your hips. It'll help with your balance. We're going to stand you up and turn you out as a flaming sissy bottom. And you know, you're just going to have to get used to the idea of kissing men. You're going to be such a romantic girl. Such a completely romantic little bitch, Joey. And you know, he is going to absolutely fuck your brains out. You're just going to have to get used to taking it rough because you're such a little soft sissy inside. And you know that you have all the holes that he's interested in. And you know, he's gay, but he's a top. He's going to be the top, and you're going to be the bottom bitch. And as the bottom bitch, you've really got to watch how you act. He's allowed to do whatever he wants, including pushing you down and fucking you in public. He can footsie you under the table, and you're going to slide down on your knees and blow him in the restaurant. You're going to be willing and open and able for sex 24/7. You're never going to take a break from it, because we both know that you aren't going to be the bigger alpha man in this relationship. You're going to be the tiny, tweaky bottom bitch in the relationship. Yes, you're going to take care of the housekeeping, the cooking, the clothes. Oh, and the clothes you're going to have, you little bitch. Oh, you're going to have two wardrobes, all right, but one of them's going to be quite a bit larger than the other. I want you always to look just slightly cross-dressed everywhere you go. Whenever you go to the movie and people watch as you sit down next to your boyfriend, they're going to know that you're a little flaming faggot bitch because you're wearing a little skirt, or maybe you're wearing some eyeliner. You'll do anything to be attractive to that alpha man because you know your flaming faggot boyfriend really is your top. He's really your master, and you're going to get used to being his wife. Aren't you, Joey? And you know, you're just going to have to take it up the ass for him, anywhere, any way that he wants it. It's just like he's dating a stripper girl, only he's dating you. You're going to be just as easy as those strippers in the bars are. And you will sit down on his cock, or you will suck his cock, any way he wants to take you. As roughly as he wants to take you. And the harder he fucks your skull, the wetter your mouth is going to get. Because that's really just your face pussy, isn't it, my dear? That's your face pussy that takes care of the real man in the relationship. And your ass is just a nice, tight, wet place for him to put his man sausage. That's what it was built for. So we're just going to need to stretch out that anus and make it fully available 24/7. We're going to put a nice butt plug up there, Joey. And that butt plug is going to stay there even while you're sleeping. So if he happens to want to roll over and fuck you while you're asleep, all he has to do is pop that butt plug out, and you're already nice and open. A nice, wet opening. That's your man cunt, and you're going to learn how to use it properly. We both know that you want to go totally and completely public with your fairiness, with your little mincing around that maybe you think other people don't notice, but we do. We do notice that you are a complete and total fairy. And that's where you're going. It's not like you can get out of it. You are, after all, a fairy inside, and all I'm doing is bringing the fairy out. You have all the mannerisms, all the externals of being a gay guy, A little fairy faggot queer boy. But now we're going to absolutely push you out of the closet in just that way. We're going to show the world that you are a complete and total faggot bitch. A flaming fairy bottom bitch. And we both know that as a flaming fairy bottom bitch, you're going to get a lot of action. You're going to get a lot of cocks being thrust into you because straight guys and gay guys, they all love to fuck you little fairy bottom bitches. That's who you are. You're a cum receptacle. You're a queer bitch. And that's all you're ever going to be, Jody. That's all you can be. Because as little Jody, you are a cum receptacle. You are here for the cum to go into you, into your mouth, into your ass, onto your little man tits. That's where it's going. And today is the day that you're going to get your queer in gear. Today is the day that you're going to start to mince every move. Every move is there to attract all types of guys. Because you will do anyone. You want to do the big guys, the little guys, the good-looking guys, the ugly guys, the totally crippled and twisted guys, the young guys, the old guys, the middle-aged guys. You want all of those guys. And that little limp wrist of yours is going to be swinging everywhere, just like your ass will be swinging. You're going to lose control over your knees and start to sway and swish like the little bottom bitch that you are. And how long is this going to last? It's going to last 24/7. It's not a mask that you put on. It's your real face. Your real face is that of a faggot. You're going to look in the mirror and say to yourself, I'm a fag. I'm a fag. I'm a fag. And you're going to be happy with that. You're going to be happy with the fact that you're a walking billboard for gay sex. That you're going to be making out in movie theaters with a guy that's taller than you are and bigger than you are and who's obviously in control of you. Just like you have a collar and leash around your neck. And it's quite possible that you'll be in the movie theater with a collar and leash. Because let's face it, that's where you belong. You belong with a big boner up your anus. That's where it's going. Oh, are you going to say, oh no, I don't want to be a little slut, but of course you already are a little slut. There's no denying that. You're Jody, the flaming fairy bottom. That's who you are, and that's who you're always going to be. A little twinking fairy with a faggot boyfriend who takes advantage of you and passes you around to his friends. That's just who you are. You take it in the mouth and you take it in the ass. You'll go ass to mouth with anyone because you are a flaming faggot bottom.